Welcome everybody. Shir number 1497. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemer Baron Zisel. The Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lirfu Shlema Miriam Rezel Bazdina. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we started talking about last year, the introduction, actually, the understanding of the importance of what type of speech, what one could say, the general concept of how one should conduct themselves on Shabbos. Okay, we want to get a little bit into the halachas now as to what one could say, what one can't say, and what is actually a good thing. Okay, so first and foremost, the interesting thing, I want to go through a little bit the Sefer Oitzer Halachas, in the introduction, the beginning, anyways, to bring it down. He brings down, Midrashim, and it's brought down also in the Shulchan Aruch like that over there, in Simon, the Shin Vav, Shin Zayin, various different places, but he brings down that, in reference to Devarim Batalim, just stop talking in general, which we spoke about last time, there is a Midas Chasidus. I do want to mention, there is a Midas Chasidus, you know, not to talk too much. We're not talking about learning, of course, learning, davening, but with some Devarim Batalim, stop in general talking too much, there is such a Midas Chasidus. It's not that it's awesome, but there is such a Midas Chasidus, which we spoke about last year. We spoke about there was some, you know, certain tzaddikim that were very careful in these things and so on. So there is such a concept to keep in mind, but we'll see how that works as we go down the line. Now, just to start off where he brings in Ois Aleph, actually, in Simon Shin Zion, right? Simon Shin Zion, where it talks about some of those various different halachas. He brings down the Klolei Diburim She'osru B'Shabbos for Yom Tov. What exactly is the klal? How do we slice it and dice it, as we say? Chachamenu, he says like this, the Chachamim, lomdu mipasuk v'dabadav. In the pasuk, right, we've spoken about those psukim. One of the parts of the psukim says v'dabadavar, that what? Shaloyehei diburcha, a person's speech, in other words, your speech, shal Shabbos, kediburcha shal chol, should not be like the weekday. In other words, it should be a different type of a speech. So what exactly does that mean? Like, you know, I should say different things, talk to, what are we talking about? My speech should be different, and if you want to say my ways should be different, okay, so I won't do business, I won't do certain things, whatever, so on Shabbos I'll eat, I'll learn, okay, my way, but what my speech, I'm talking, I talk, well, what's wrong with my talking? So, okay, so he goes further to explain that this is the Hainu Afila Be'inyan. He says further, Hainu Be'inyan She'inu Yoyse Shum Pa'ula. Those things which are not allowed to be said on Shabbos, right, that a person, again, we're not talking about right now the Midas Chasidus, back to the regular Halacha L'maisa. Those things that are not allowed to be said on Shabbos, which we did not discuss yet, we're going to get into shortly, it has nothing to do with actual, some actual Isser will come out of it per se, right? I'm not actually doing an Isser. In other words, when I do the speech, there's no actual Isser that's coming out. Let's say one of the 39, I'm not going to be over one of the 39 malachas, just for example, by me talking, right? By me saying, that's not what's happening. But it's the speech itself. Okay. That's what he says. The fact that I am actually talking is not going to make a difference, right? It's not going to make a difference. I just want to give an example. Let's say somebody says, tonight I'm going to drive my car to 45th Street. I'll give an example, right? That's it. Yeah, that's one thing which you're not allowed to say on Shabbos. It's an issue. You're not allowed to say something that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, which again, we'll see the examples and how that works. If it's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, you're not allowed to say, I will do it after Shabbos. In other words, tonight I'm going to drive my car to 45th Street. You're not allowed to drive a car on Shabbos, so you can't say you will do that on Shabbos. Now, in conjunction with the mitzvah, we're going to talk how that works. But let's say just that's it. I'm going to my friend to schmooze with my friend. I will drive my car tonight to 45th Street on Shabbos. Good. So that we can't say. But let's understand a minute. By me saying tonight I'm going to drive my car to 45th Street to talk to my friend, what, I'm not driving my car, right? So what's the Isser, right? In other words, the She'ein Diburay Moyel Klum, that's what he's saying over here, says the Oitzer Halachas in Ois Aleph, that my speaking doesn't help me in any way. My speaking about driving my car tonight does not help me in driving my car, right? To drive the car, I can do. But the speech itself, I can do. But even so, we're going to see that when we say that it's also to talk certain things on Shabbos, it has nothing to do with the fact that the Isser is being done on Shabbos. The Isser be done after Shabbos or in conjunction with how that works. So that's what he says. Just the actual speaking of that is where the Issa comes into play. Afilu Hochi says also at Sem Huamira, the actual talking of that thing. I will drive my car tonight. Again, it's only an example. I will drive my car tonight to 45th Street, tonight after Shabbos. So the actual usher etzem lamira, the actual talking itself in that situation would make it usher. The chol she'oisa upayol klum. If somebody actually does something b'diburai, right? Let's say, forget about the action, but now let's say through his talking, he's actually doing an action through his talking or something along those lines. Let's say in a question of buying and selling, possibly something along those lines, which again cross references with Kosev Amoichek, writing and erasing, but it runs a little bit with Memsech Hefsecha also, which again we're not going to get into the whole thing. But the Chol She'oisa Upoyel Klum B'Dibura, if he's actually doing something, right? I do a transaction, let's say something along those lines again, which runs under Kosev Amoichek, writing and erasing. But we'll do a transaction, right? Or there's an issue of giving a gift on Shabbos in certain instances, right? The person says, they'll say with their mouth certain things. I'm going to sell you this thing. How much? $20, whatever, but there was no actual money given, there was no question of handling mooks or whatever, but we talk out a deal, right? So, but I'm just talking. So that's what he explains. If you're actually doing something, accomplishing something with your speech, so Isser Belav Hachim Mishum Mimsei Chefsecha, that already runs, again, partially under the Isser of Mimsei Chefsecha, which we have been discussing till now. And again, like I said before, there are more parts of Mimsei Chefsecha which we have to Bezrus Hashem Belinei to get back to. We didn't totally get into, but this will be running along the lines of Mimsei Chefsecha. So I'm actually doing something, right? I'm going to make a deal. What am I doing? I'm not writing. I'm not erasing, right? Whatever the case might be, but we're just cutting a deal. We're doing transactions, whatever, with our mouth, with just speaking. So that's already a different issue. So that's also not what we're talking about, right? So that's what he says. Ela filu sipa ba'alma, even just the talking itself is actually usher. So especially when it comes to Mimsei Chefsecha, the talking itself, and then we're going to see the talking itself. But the thing again that we're talking about, backtracking a minute, whereby I say I will drive my car tonight, or tonight I'm going to light a fire, right, or whatever. Again, I'm going to do an isser tonight. That itself is something that is an isser in itself, even though there's no actual pa'ula, there's no actual isser that's coming out, like in the case of I'm doing a business deal or something like that with my speaking. But again, it's all strictly speaking, whether it's Mimsei Chefsecha, whether it's the isser of Vedaber Dover, but it's all just with my mouth. I'm not actually doing malachas with my hands or actions or something along those lines. Okay, we're going to continue next time and in these very all extremely important halachas of what one could say on Shabbos, what one can. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.